we had a tough time, and we're still, there's a few members that are still having a I was shocked, really. Well, of course, the whole community was, but I'm sure you've heard it before, you just don't think things like that can happen in this community, you know?
A week ago, Sunday, there was a presentation of the Strength for Service books, and that was the new version of it created for first responders. The subtitle then is for God and Community. And I'm wondering, I guess first, what the feel is of having that book created and presented, how first responders might feel of receiving a spiritual nurture book such as that.
Well, I was very touched. I have started reading it. We have 10 grandchildren, so we're constantly running with ball games and doing this and that. But I started reading it, and I was very touched with the fact that we got it initially, received it. And once I started reading it, it really gets to me to a point that I feel, my gosh, I never just really associated religion with the fire department, really, and how much it can have an impact on you. And I was, as I said, I've only read a few pages because I just don't have the time to really sit down and, you know, kind of get into the book. But I, as far as receiving it and the thought of it, I was very touched, and that that someone would do this, and I just I really do want to get into it and really read it, and kind of once I have read the book, I want to go over my thoughts with Mel, our minister.
Mm-hmm.
And, just tell him exactly how I feel about it, and let him know actually that I thought it was a fabulous thing to do. Really,
mm-hmm. What's helped you? What sustained you from December to now? As you've
the church, definitely the church. I have a great deal of comfort in going to church on Sunday, and I, you know, it's silly, but it's funny for me in a way that. You know, my wife is a secretary down there
mm-hmm.
at the church.
Sure.
And, you know, I've go in and out of the church probably, I don't know, a dozen times at least throughout the week for various reasons. And just walking up that front aisle, I have a... it's almost like I want to cry now, but I have a kind of a good feeling just walking the front aisle into the church.
Mm-hmm.
I knew two of the families that lost the children through my daughter. They're friends with my daughter,
mm-hmm.
and I've known them for a long time also, and each one of them lost a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And we've spoken with them several times, and I don't know, it's just very emotional. I can't help but kind of choking up and crying about it, but mm-hmm. that day I was coming back. I hadn't gone to the landfill down here in town, in local town, and on my way home, and I was coming up the road, up the highway on the other side of town where the landfill is, and you know, five or six state police cars passed me with a siren until the lights going, and I'm saying, oh my God, heading towards town. And at that point I didn't have any idea what was going on. And I got down into Sandy Hook Center itself, and the road, of course, was blocked off. And I told them that, you know, that what I was a fire member, and they allowed me to come up. And what I did was I was just kind of out front in my turnout coat, and just trying to help people that were running to the trying to get to the school, of course, which they couldn't, they weren't allowed to, but the fire department itself was turned basically into a headquarters, I guess, you know, a command center. I then was told to go inside and kind of receive some of the children that were coming down from the school. And that was quite touchy, quite emotional. I went through quite a tough time with that. And then, of course, I happened to run into the husband of one of the friends of my daughter. And I was inside at the time when they were told that their daughter was one of the 20 children that was lost. Just kind of, we just hugged each other and about it. But they're doing pretty well now. I mean, of course, it's something that they're never going to get over. But I did what I could. I can't compare with the other two people and many few others also in town that have done tremendous things. And I certainly can't hold myself to that. But I did what I could, and they're dealing with it now the best I can.